Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
I want to win, and a lot of the guys who I look up to who are in the Hall of Fame have won at a very high level.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, Guardians winners last night, 4-2, thanks in large part to Daniel Schneeman's 3-run homer. Cleveland now winners of 2 straight for the first time this month.
Hell yeah!
Winners of their first series since Detroit.
Hell yeah! Haters are quiet today.
Here's last night's starting pitcher Logan Allen saying even as we were in panic mode, they weren't.
I think we just show up ready to play every day. Yeah, there's a lot of games left, regardless of where we are in the standings. You know, just show up ready to play every game, trying to win the series.
Do these two wins ease your concerns a bit about the team?
Where are you trash pigs that want to trade Jose Ramirez for his own good now?
Trash pigs.
What?
This is a very funny term. Much needed. Much needed to go out there. We were doing doom and gloom radio, let's be honest. Coming out of the weekend, and for them to handle their business in, you know, two close games, San Francisco, and being able to get just enough offense. Look, it's not like I have a lot of glowing things to say about the offense right now, especially with Kwan in a slump, but to have the pitching that they've had, their starters are giving them a chance to win each and every game. You're hoping they can find anything in the dish whatsoever. Class A hung on for dear life the last few games, two big saves.
They're going to trade him. I said that before the season, and I got cussed out.
Well, get as many saves as you can while he's there. How about that? How about that,
Kenny? You agree with that, Anthony Allant?
I think they're going to trade him this offseason.
In the offseason?
That feels like an offseason move.
It feels like a July move.
That's Lane Thomas.
Tell me why. Lane Thomas!
Lane Thomas and Carlos Santana.
Tell me why, young man.
I don't know. I just feel like you had the whole year to get his value up, and I don't know. That just feels like the offseason move. They traded Corey Kluber in December.
Did you know that Anthony is my protege?
Is that true?
He did a senior project with me when he was at Kenston High School. Now look at him.
What did in that entail? Studio.
It's come full circle.
What did you have to do?
I went to Berea and shadowed him for Brown's preview show before the Arizona Cardinals game.
So what was...
I didn't even remember that.
What was going to Berea and shadowing Ken Carmen? What did that entail?
It was sitting in studio, watching him do the show, and just being in awe of the pageantry.
His presence.
His presence.
Mm-hmm.
I take up a lot of space.
His shilling. His carrying the water.
Kiss my ass.
I'm just telling you what people tell me on Twitter.
What set were you sitting on during the playoffs?
I don't know. What does that have to do with
it? Well, you and I have gotten ready for just as many playoff games, it seems.
Those five games.
You got me beat by two. Damn it.
It might be all she wrote.
Damn it.
Well, speaking of the NBA, the Pacers might have to go without Tyrese Haliburton tonight in Game 6. MRI yesterday revealed a strained right calf. Does he have to try to play tonight in a must-win finals game?
We're in agreement. He has to go out there And
he's
then
gotta try for not the reasons you think.
Well, if he just goes out there and he clearly is a shell of himself and they pull the plug on him, I mean, when we talk about optics, that's the best case scenario for Halliburton. He gave it his all. He tried. Where you get into trouble is if you play the whole game, you look like you're kind of fine running up and down the floor, and then you just don't contribute all that much. That's when you get killed, which is what happened with Halliburton last game, which sucks, which is not fair.
Talk.
Same thing happened to Darius Garland. Darius Garland gutted it out to play, clearly was not 100%, and somehow got killed afterwards. It was so weird.
It's one thing for guys calling in to say nasty things about Darius Garland. You got guys on these opinion shows on like Lateral Hazard and things like that on FS1 who are ripping him and saying he's not a man and all that other crap. For Tyrese Halliburton now, and I was talking about Darius Garland at that time.
Oh, yeah.
For Tyrese Halliburton now, this is so sad and embarrassing, but I have to say it like this, because I talked about this with you yesterday, and Lyman totally agreed. He has to go out there and try to play. And then in the first time out, like, Rick Carlisle has to go out there and, like, force him off the floor. And then he has to sit for the rest of the game and hope that TJ McConnell can carry them to a game 7, which I can't believe those words are coming out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Is there no fear that that sort of injury leads to Achilles tears?
There's absolutely a fear. Hell yeah, there's a fear of that. But it's the NBA Finals. So if you're not going to play in the NBA Finals, when are you going to play? Like, if he thinks he can go, he can go. Like, I can't be worried about next year or the year after that. Like, that's one of the things that you have to be worried about. Because I remember there was an argument that we all had on the station. And this was after Kevin Durant. It's like, well, what are you load managing? It's the Finals. You never know when you're going to get back. Get back. And play now. Got to play.
Ken, you told me if you can go, you got to go.
You got to go.
Lakers sold to Dodgers owner Mark Walter yesterday for $10 billion, largest sale in pro sports history. Guys, what was your reaction to that?
I would never sell a team like the LA Lakers. I'm very surprised this went down. Not even for that much money, I swear to God. But I'm not a businessman. I owning a team like the Lakers, like, I'm sure she has season tickets whenever she wants. It's just, it's not the same as owning a man. I can't imagine if I bought a professional sports franchise, like if like somehow, some way, I invented something and I could be a billionaire. And I go, you know what? I'm buying the Cleveland Browns, ladies and gentlemen. I've decided to come to an agreement with Jimmy Haslam and he is selling me the Cleveland Browns for billions of dollars. That team will be in my cold, dead hands the day I die. And I will be appalled from the grave if my children were to sell it.
How about the fact
I never want to sell a franchise?
How about the fact with the ratings in the finals as low as they are and so much consternation about regular season and load management and prima donnas and this league can't find the face of the league, yet the last two teams have sold for a combined $16 billion, plus they were able to triple their TV deal. So say what you want about the NBA. I know everybody wants to rag on it for all sorts of reasons.
Tell me those reasons right now.
The financials
power
are still
pretty good.
Power rank
the top three reasons without the music. Power rank the top three music.
I was hoping we'd get the music.
Power rank the top
three
reasons.
But that would involve a full-scale effort to get everybody involved. We've done that before when some of our others are out. The reasons why the league, why the brand is in jeopardy, is that what you're saying?
Why they say, power rank the reasons, top three reasons, go.
Why they say the regular season's in trouble?
Yeah.
What specifically? Style of play was number one.
Thank you.
This year, too much 3-point shooting. Number two was no great teams. No great teams, even though that wasn't true. Oklahoma City, by every metric, had one of the better teams of all time. Number three, woke NBA. Let's move on.
I don't know why that turned into Mission Impossible or whatever it was. Go ahead.
Jair Alexander signed with the Ravens for a one-year deal yesterday, reuniting with his Louisville teammate Lamar Jackson. Potential to be up to $6 million. How much more dangerous could...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question. If I'm a Browns fan, aren't I supposed to be scared of the rest of the AFC? Aren't we picked to have the least amount of wins?
I don't think I'm scared of anything. I think, if anything, I'm scared of myself.
Why is
we
got
to get past our own problems first before I start worrying about Jair Alexander.
That's
true. And
yeah, that's what it kind of felt like to me.
Even though I'm going to talk about TJ Watt and Miles Garrett again coming up to 8:45.
Daryl tweeted out, the rich get richer. Now, first of all, Alexander can't stay healthy. That's the only reason he's available to begin with. He's really good when he plays. He's like a dominant force when he plays. He just barely plays.
Yeah.
So I'm not sitting here shaking because, like Ken said, it feels like there's so many teams ahead of us. And in a weird way, we've had some success against the AFC North since Stefanski's been there. We split with Baltimore every time. We split with Pittsburgh almost every time. And we own Cincinnati. Yep. We don't have a great record.
We got to figure out our own things first. So we'll see. They're going for the gusto. They're going for a Super Bowl. He is a very, very, very fine player. Very fine player. And a lot of people ask, why didn't we go after him? When he was first set to be released, why didn't we go after him? Well, guys, I think that they are in an unanswerable situation right now because I think they change their mind every other hour. And it forces us to. Are you in or are you out for the 2025 season? You've signed Miles Garrett. You have Joel Bitonio back. You have veterans on this football team, but at the same time, you drafted two quarterbacks. So what else are you going to do? And people don't really take you as a threat at all for the AFC North title or in the AFC, to the point where we will not be starting the season. I hope you know this. We will not be starting the season with 7 in heaven on Tuesdays.
What?
They have to earn it.
Oh,
they
come
gotta
on.
Earn the, they have to earn the yeah, opportunity
we'll
to be in
they
7
in heaven.
They win
the opener against Cincinnati. We'll
we
be
will
right
do 7 in heaven that Tuesday, I will tell
we'll
you
we'll be
that.
On Super Bowl watch.
Okay, fair enough. But they have to earn it. I'm not doing 7. You guys can do 7 in heaven, and I will silently protest it.
Ravens also got Mike Green in the draft, edge rusher. People thought he was a first-round pick in the second round. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah,
you can do whatever you want. Go. Quick, go.
Shedeur Sanders got pulled over, 2 days ago. Is this only a conversation because it's Shedeur?
What is the deal with your agenda? Why are you force-feeding Shedeur Sanders?
It is a bigger conversation because it's Shedeur. But it still would be a conversation if it were Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, if it were Kenny Pickett.
You sure about that?
Why wouldn't it be a conversation if any one of those guys got pulled over for going 101?
I don't know if people would be doing multiple segments if it was Dylan Gabriel.
I just said that. It would not be as big of a conversation, but we would talk about it.
It would not be the number two story right now in the headlines on ESPN.
It leads on the Athletic.
And the fifth story in the Anthony Allant updates.
Allant. You guys both went to Syracuse. Boy, this show is just meant to be together today. Meredith, I'm sorry I can't help you.
Where'd you go again?
The Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University.
I spent the night there once. Not when you were there. I'm older than you.
I spent a week there one night.
I spent the night there in the dorms once.
Do you remember which dorm?
No, hell no. Okay. I remember it was very small. It was like the size of that room in there.
I mean, they were all like
Beamer
that. They're
Hall.
Very old dorms.
They had just beaten Duke in basketball. The place was going ape. And we had to get out of there. We had to go to the Daytona 500.
Covered a football game there Thursday night.
Lane Stadium.
Really, really cool.
Why are you making it about you, Anthony? That was my story.
I have to. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding, buddy. Mary Kay Cabot going to join us at 8:22 this morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.